This is a CHLY news update. Every May is a reminder of the crisis impacting BC's missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. For Leah Weissenen, it's a meaningful day.
It's been a very heavy few days, just doing presentations and speaking here today, but this is what I live to do, and this is what I want to pursue for the next how many years I'm here on this earth. And I'm just so grateful. I feel grateful right now just being here today and seeing Nanaimo come together for this important Red Dress Day.
Founded in 2010, Red Dress Day is observed annually in Canada on May 5th. The 2026 Nanaimo March begins at Port Place Shopping Centre and makes its way to Mufeo Sutton Park. Leah Weissenen is a policy lead for missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls and Two-Spirit people at the Native Women's Association of Canada. She told CHLY she has been marching for those missing and murdered for multiple years now.
I'm marching for everyone that's here, the women and girls that have been silenced and have been not found, and families that are continuing to search for their loved ones and their missing ones, and they're here fighting for themselves while they don't have any support from government services, proper help, proper support. And I'm here today for them, and just if I can make, you know, just have that one little change, that's what I'm here for.
During the march, red hand paint and cedar rose making are offered for participants. Elder Loli Good of Stomach Back First Nation opens the event with a welcoming song. Lily Thomas from Cowichan First Nation addresses the crowd and shares who she is marching for.
There's been a lot of people in my family and my community that have gone missing. At least 11 I can count. Most recently is my auntie Rosie Marie Harry. She went missing January 28th this year, and her family's still looking for her. My auntie's out. At first it was every day looking for her all around Cowichan, down the river, but searches have started to dwindle out because life's getting busy, summer starting. In the next 10 days, it will be my late cousin, Leanne Jo's. It would have been her 20th birthday on, I believe, May 15th. She's been deceased for 2 years now. We haven't got any justice. Just a couple years before that, Carson Seaweed, young girl, 15 years old, was killed on the, I believe it was the Mother's Day soccer tournament down in Duncan. She was killed just off the highway, and no one's been charged for her murder. No one's been found. Desmond Peter, Ian Henry, and Everett Jones, they all went missing from Cowichan. Cowichan men, Ethan Sampson. Back in the 70s, Catherine Joe. She went missing as well. She was found deceased. Almost 50 years, and nothing's come up from that. That's younger than our elders that we have up here. That's devastating.
No more fallen sisters. No more.
A 2023 federal report found that between 2009 and 2021, 490 Indigenous women and girls were the victims of homicide in Canada. They were murdered at a rate 6 times higher than their non-Indigenous counterparts. Megan Anderson is the director of Cedar Woman Transition House. She talks about the importance of community participation.
I think sometimes when people hear Red Dress Day or, you know, missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls, they don't really think that it's much of a local problem. But, you know, as we heard from the speakers today and also just in photos of the audience holding pictures of their loved ones, this is very much a local problem. We have a number of people who are missing, you know, or who have been murdered on Vancouver Island and Central Vancouver Island. So it really comes down to the reality that this is a community responsibility. We all play a role in making sure that we, you know, are speaking and standing up for justice for those who aren't able to anymore.
Leah Weissenen says it's important for the non-Indigenous community to join the march in solidarity.
I feel like allyship is really important too nowadays, and having non-Indigenous and allies join these specific gatherings is important because they really you feel that they want to learn, they want to ask the questions, they want to be part of the story, and they are here to learn about what is happening, because I feel a lot of the time right now, the people that I'm meeting, they don't know what is happening with MMIW, and that's really saddened to hear, because this is an ongoing crisis that is happening today, every moment that we wake up. And I really respect everyone that's here today, non-Indigenous and allies that are here to support us in a beautiful way.
Weissenden believes that systemic changes can be implemented to help.
We need to have a proper alert system to bring our women home, to notify that this woman has gone missing, instead of having our families and grassroots organizations performing searches and findings for the missing.
Weissenden says the issue has stayed stagnant for years.
Honestly, I feel that we are still at the same where we are, the same place that we were last year. Yes, there has been some progress across Canada, but to say that any improvement, I will say no.
Weissenden says women in her community continue to face this crisis and calls for government action. For CHLY News, I'm Jeannie Lin.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.